So as we continue our look toward the new EFL season starting this weekend, we're looking at some of the noteworthy teams from around the country playing in the Championship. We'll continue with Aston Villa, a side who last season were not good at all when watching Match of the Day. Aston Villa, the team. Dan Bardell is a huge fan, season ticket holder of the club. He joins us now. Welcome to the show, Dan.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, I won't be watching Match of the Day anymore, though.
No, you'll have to get used to football on five now. How's life been over the last few months for Villa? It's obviously been a busy time for you guys. You've had the takeover. You've got Roberto Di Matteo in. How are Villa fans just feeling about everything at the minute?
It's perhaps not been as busy as some Villa fans were expecting, because I think we were expecting to have cleared out a lot of the deadwood and completely rebuilt the side and brought a lot of new players in. But as it stands, we've only brought three in, and out of the deadwood, we've only really shifted Guzan. So it's pretty much the same squad of players, which I think a lot of the fans are unhappy about. But I think what we've got to realise is that the window doesn't shut till the end of August. And it's not as difficult. I mean, it is difficult to move these players on, and it is difficult also to bring players in, especially when it looks like we're waiting on some stuff with the Premier League players moving on before we can do our business. So we've brought in a couple of decent players. I mean, anyone in goal is better than Guzan, so I'm happy with Gallini coming in. Elphick's a solid addition, someone that knows the Championship, knows what it takes to go up. And Tish Bowler looks like the kind of midfield player that we've been missing over the last few years because of his frame. He's a big lad. He's 6'2", and we've been rolled over in midfield too easy over the last few years. So I think we're starting to feel... Some fans are starting to feel worried, but I think they'll feel a bit better as it looks like we're getting Ross McCormack in this week.
It would be a huge boost for you guys. Although it's between you and Norwich, it seems to be in the sort of rumour mill, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like we're the favourites now. Apparently he's having a medical today. So it's a big fee. I mean, I think he's 29. He'll be 30 by the time the season starts. But he does guarantee goals if he's fit at that level. And at the moment, I mean, I don't know if you saw us play Middlesbrough on Saturday. We played well in the first half, but we just don't have a goal scorer. And then obviously the defensive frailties came into play in the second half and we ended up losing. It was only a pre-season friendly, but I think a goal scorer is definitely needed at Villa Park.
Just before we go to the friendlies that Villa have had, just to continue with the transfer theme, Idrissa Gueye going to Everton yesterday, they triggering the clause there. It's being reported widely that Kieran Clarke going to Newcastle. Now, it's been reported by the Chronicle up there, some of the Villa fans' reaction to this. And it's not so much Kieran Clarke himself going that seems to be the problem. It's almost the fact that for the rest of the teams in the Championship, the direct comparison is to look at Aston Villa and to look at Newcastle, two big Premier League names. You could argue, in a way, Villa probably the bigger in the sense of they've not been down at this level for such a long time, where we've seen Newcastle a couple of times. Is it worrying, though, for you as a Villa fan that there is a player from your side who is prepared to jump to that direct rival?
To be honest, I didn't think he would go, but I think the wages being offered by Newcastle are quite big, so it looks like he's going to go now. I didn't think he'd want to uproot his family, and I thought West Brom were interested as well, so I thought he'd probably rather stay in the Premier League and rather stay local. It's a bit worrying because obviously Newcastle are look like being the benchmark at the moment. They're the ones who everyone says are going to run away with the league. They've got Rafa Benitez, and to be fair to them, they have done some good business, but I think... The player-wise, Kieran Clarke, he's a player I've always liked, but I think he needs a move away from Villa. I think Villa maybe will be better off without him, and I think definitely he'll be better off without Villa, because I think he's one of those players that he only knows how to lose, because all that we've done since the 5 years he's been in the squad is lose games. So I think a change of scenery will be good for Kieran Clarke. I mean, I'm not even convinced he'll actually be a starter for Newcastle, because they've got Jamal Lascelles, who looks like he's going to be captain. And they've also signed Grant Hanley for quite a substantial fee from Blackburn. So I'm not actually convinced that Clarke will even be a starter for them. And I don't think he would have been a starter for us. I think there's maybe three other centre-backs ahead of him. Maybe that's one of the reasons he's moved. He thinks he's got more chance of playing at Newcastle. But at the end of the day, he's been part of one of the worst Villa defences in recent memories. And he didn't have a great Euros, but he always gave his best, and I'd be sorry to see him go. I just hope he doesn't do well at Newcastle, because they are going to be a promotion rival if we are looking to go up.
Now, to take us to the pre-season, for anybody who's not a Villa fan and looks at the Villa website and goes to fixtures and the pre-season section, you mentioned the Middlesbrough game yourself, Dan, and that's the only one listed. Is that the only pre-season friendly Villa have played? I mean, I'm sure I've seen about more than that.
I can't put my finger on who we've played, to be honest, but we've had five or six games before that and we were actually unbeaten in those games. I mean, I think we won our first game of pre-season 8-0. Which I was quite pleased with, and then I realised they were a bunch of part-timers, and Crystal Palace beat them 13-0 last summer. But, I mean, we're unbeaten, as I say, and then as soon as we set foot on Villa Park, obviously we end up losing, and I think there is that fear factor of playing at Villa Park, even in a friendly, and that is worrying because there is expectation there, and if we don't get off to a good start, I think after last season, the fans' patience is probably wearing very thin, and they will turn, but... For me, we've got to stick with the team this season. We can't be booing our own players. I mean, it was fair enough booing them at the end of last season because we were dead and buried. We were on 17 points or whatever we had, and we were down, and the players were a disgrace. But we have to give them a fresh start this season. We have to get behind them. I mean, Di Matteo looks like he's going to play the 4-2-3-1 by what we've seen in pre-season. At the moment, I'm not 100% convinced we've got the players to play that formation. We've literally got no wingers in the squad of any substance at the moment. I mean, Dama Traoré has been mentioned, the guy we bought from Barca, but he's just always injured. So I think it's difficult to know how we're going to do. I don't think we can judge too much by pre-season, but it is worrying the Villa Park factor again for me.
Well, that Villa Park factor not going to be an issue for the first game of the season, as Villa have a very Yorkshire start. First game away at Hillsborough, then at home to Rotherham United and Huddersfield Town. In terms of the other teams in the division then, I mean, Sheffield Wednesday, first game they've signed Armin Abdi, Daniel Pudil. They've had the good news of Kieran Lee staying recently. I mean, they've brought more big names in. Sheffield Wednesday do see themselves as big moves in this division, obviously in the playoffs last season. I mean, the fact that Villa aren't at home, I guess you'll feel more confident in a way, but going to Sheffield Wednesday, of all the starts away, that's a very tough one for you guys.
Sheffield Wednesday is an absolutely horrible start because I think they only lost two games at home last season, came very, very close to going up through the playoffs, got to the final and lost 1-0. Got a good manager, it looks like he's done good things there, and it looks like they've bought well again this summer. They've got a couple of good players in Forestieri and Knockhart. No, it's not Knockhart. The guy they bought from Watford, Abdi. They've got some good players there. It looks a bit of a Watford elect. But I'd have them as the favourites to go up. Having come so close last year, probably been a bit more championship ready than some of the sides that have come down, I'd make Sheffield Wednesday the favourites to go up. And if I was offered a point on Sunday now, I would absolutely snap your hands off because I think it's imperative we get off to a positive start by not losing just for the fans' sake. But Sheffield Wednesday is as tough as they come first game for me.
You mentioned Anthony Knockhart. You've got to wait until November till you face him and Brighton. But again, he in prospect is an amazing player at this level. Finally, the recent predictions by Ian Holloway in this area, of course, quite a stir of late. He predicted that Rotherham would go down bottom, Huddersfield next to bottom, with Brentford third bottom. He predicted Aston Villa, I think 16th was where he saw you guys. And in the write-up, it was almost, and Villa, you're lucky that I've put you that high. Dr. Tony Gia, his response on Twitter, I'm not going to quote it because I can't directly, but it was not favourable. How would the Villa fans did that go down?
I'm not a massive fan of Holloway, to be honest. I don't think there's a lot of love lost between Villa and Holloway. I mean, I think when we went after Charlie Adam, when Blackpool were in the Premier League, I think he was very vocal in his criticism of Villa then, and maybe that's carried over. I mean, I don't see us finishing 16th. I think that would be an absolute disaster of the season, but I think some of his points, actually, if you read the article, weren't too far off at the time because we haven't strengthened massively. But I think by the time the end of August rolls around, I think we'll have got three or four players in that are more championship-ready than what we have. Hopefully we've shipped a few of the troublemakers out, and I think maybe Holloway might revisit his comments when he sees our business at the end of August.